Prologue. He was tall, lean, and at least 10 years younger than me. His eyes were deep blue, and at this moment, full of pleasure, exhilaration, joy. His expression and demeanor mirrored my own, except for the anxiety and eagerness that made my legs buckle. Can one experience anxiety and eagerness simultaneously? Yes, I decided, one can. He placed his hand gently on my shoulder, and I followed him. Our legs and feet were bare, creating an intimacy I hadn't expected. It was an unfamiliar emotion that made me suddenly feel unsure, vulnerable. "Just breathe," he said. I obeyed, shivered as I let myself go deeper in the water. Soon my calves were submerged, and seconds later the water was up to my waist. He was so tall that the water hadn't yet reached his upper thighs. His presence, so large and looming, reassured me. It reminded me I wasn't alone. However unsteady my body was, and it was, his capable hands guided me deeper and deeper into the water. He spoke softly to me now. Distracted by the comforting embrace of the warm water, I had trouble focusing. Felt my knees buckle again. I looked at his mouth, the sincerity in his eyes. And finally I smiled, nodded with conviction. No more anxiety, no more fear. Just excited now. I said words back to him, repeated what he said. The tone that came from my mouth was confident. It sounded strange to me. I'd never been confident a day in my life, but on this day, my words were full of something akin to peace, finality. Why had it taken me so long to get here? So many wasted years. Such a wasted life. Tears slipped from my eyes as I thought of the insecure girl, the anxious wife, the unrewarded mother, the failures, the losses, the disappointments. But I didn't regret that. Those were simply things I experienced. What I regretted now in this moment of clarity and grace was that I had let all that anguish define me, shame me into hiding. I let the brokenness rob my life. I was a slave to my fears, my insecurities. But not anymore, not after this. When the young man with the blue eyes gently placed his hand along the middle of my back, I followed him willingly. Chapter 1. 2 seconds. That's all it took from the moment Coach led the new girl through the door to the pivot of heads in my direction. And I even heard someone gasp out loud. But that could have been me. This was worse than I'd imagined. She was worse than I'd imagined. She stood there on full display, dwarfed by Coach Calvin's extreme bulk and height. But she seemed confident. Coach mumbled something, her name probably, where she was from. But I couldn't hear. I could only see. If only I were blind. If I were blind, I wouldn't have to look at her and see that she was short like me, less than 5 feet tall. I wouldn't have to see that she had short, dark hair just like I did, or that her eyes were brown, just like mine. Even the way she stood there smiling at the class and up again at Coach, it was just like me. Except that it wasn't. There wasn't a roll around her belly. Her crisp white shirt was neatly tucked into her blue jeans. Her hair was shiny and soft, not coarse and bushy like mine. She wore lip gloss and mascara and, my heavens, was that blush? Not a smudge of Clearasil dotted her face in a pathetic attempt to hide pepperoni-sized patches of acne. And another dagger to my heart. No Coke bottle glasses set atop her perfect nose. I hated her on sight.